I first made the first slide system to get everybody stopped smoking out of metal and transferred everybody into glass, which is much healthier. I guess my goal through the whole head shop, I have several head shops too called Dementia in LA, but my whole object was to make a cleaner and better smoke, and so I've been trying to pursue that. And a few months ago, I moved into a new product that I manage and manufacture everything myself called Sheldon Black.
Yeah, we've seen some of these Sheldon Black pieces. I'm up in from Portland, Oregon, and there's a place called Mellow Mood that distributes a lot of the Sheldon Black pieces. And every time I see them, I think about how, you know, it's like this next level up kind of classy look to it. You know, very classy, upper class to me.
Well, you know, when I brought the first ground joint system into the market from Germany, there were a lot of things. As this market, you know, we're a bong society, the U.S. You know, you can go anywhere in the world, and I've been there, and you got Italians, some Germans, forget the Dutch. Most people roll joints.
Yeah, see a lot of that.
You know, and that's just the way it is. And occasionally, you got some young kids coming out. You even got in Australia, people smoke bongs, but they smoke a thing called a mull, which is a tobacco and mixture of medication and tobacco. And I don't get that, but they do it.
Yeah. All right, so these let's show people the piece that you got here, the Sheldon Black piece.
Well, this is
right, little blue dot.
This is called a traveler, and it's a diffused breakdown system that has I'm sorry, it's been used a little bit.
It's okay. It's to be expected.
It has a removable stem, ball, and a down stem that has a little hose which diffuses the smoke, which breaks the bubbles down, which makes it a milder smoke. So diffusion is a thing that's been around for a while. I think I've perfected it rather than doing it. I do my holes pretty clean. Most people cut.
Yeah.
And they make gashes.
Like the slots.
Yeah. We do a little bit of that, but this is the true diffuser here. But our next product is, in this bowl, as you can see, has a dip in it.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, let me show you our next product. Our next product is a product which is a ceramic tip, totally portable. No butane at all, lithium ion, plug in, 6 hours straight of charge, has a cap on it, it's on timer so you can't burn anything like many of the other products out there that, although they work very, very well, they're just a little dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried to take that out of it, and plus be mobile instead of being hooked to a wall. So the process is that you hit this, which is the bottom, which gives you some lights. You go to blue, then you go to red. And now you have about a 45-second time when this gets red hot. And of course, like any electronics, there has to be a point where all the wires gather. And right on the tip of this ceramic piece, is where all the wires grab. So the heat is really, really hotter on the sides here, and you can see the glow happening here. Very hard outside to see it.
Yeah, it's turning orange right now.
Yeah, it gets up really hot. It gets this 1,472 degrees, you know, over 1,400 degrees, all right? So what this does actually is, I'm not calling anything vaporizing because I think people use vaporization very loosely anymore. So what this does is light it instead of using butane.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, as you can see here.
Oh, so that's why the little divot.
And that's why the divot, because the divot makes it easier for you to put this into the ball and lean it and use the hottest part of the tip. This is also used for for oil, for hash. We have a titanium tip that you stick through that works very well. It's new technology. I used to sit in my living room after stopped being, you know, I've stopped using the other ones because I'm a little bit of a stoner, and I'd leave it on. And I wrecked a teak table, and I just stopped using it. And then I put everything I had into, you know, I do Sheldon, I do Grunge Off, but I really wanted to make a healthier way of igniting your product. And I don't care for true vaporization. I just don't care for it.
And the nice thing about that too, not just healthier for you, but you know, healthier for the environment, and you're not wasting Bic lighters. You know, you're not going through Bic lighters like
Yes. this. And you know, a lady came up to me and she looked at me and she smoked and she said, "Wow, man, this would be great for camping."
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We are going to have a car charger for it. And you'll get 6 hours straight, so you can light a lot of fires or whatever. We looked into solar. It's funny. It would be a pretty big panel. It would be like a suitcase, you know.
You wear it on, you strap it on your back just to light.
If not, you can have a little thing. You know, it'll get there. You know, it'll get there. But now you can have a little thing, but it'd take days. So.
I think for solar, you just need a magnifying glass, don't you? It's like burning ants as a
better,
kid.
That's better. Oh, well, you know, back in the day, that was a big thing. Yeah. There were people in the paraphernalia industry that used to sell things that used to slide over with a magnifying glass, and you would tip the pipe the certain way to get the light. And that was one of the products that was on the market for years.
Wow. So if people want to get these items and get more of your products, tell them how to get in touch with you.
Emberlight.com. Our first batch is coming in 3 weeks. And the people at the show will have the opportunity to get them first. And while we set up our distribution to the stores, they'll be in stores, they'll be in dispensaries. We have a limited amount on this run. We stand behind it 100%. One of the things, I'm really hard on things. I guess because I've always made glass for the last 22 years, I don't give it the respect I should give it because I can just get another one.
Right.
I know it's a stupid idea, but it's me. So I tick shit all the time. I'm really tough on it. So if it lasts with me, it lasts. Now, I've broken two of these, and I'll tell you how I did it. The first time, trying to carry too many things to the kitchen, and it fell, and it broke off right here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? End deal. But we're going to have the ability for you to send it in, and at a reasonable price, we'll take it and redo it. Don't do it yourself. It'll be in the instructions. Don't screw with it. We'll do it. And the last time I was using it, and the bowl hole was a little bit smaller than I like, and at the time, it was still all R&D, you know, and I was kind of poking it more than lighting it. Mm-hmm. And you can do that, but it's not a poker, it's a lighter, okay? And what happened is I stuck it in the hole and I ticked it a little bit to the right.
Uh-huh.
And I just broke just a little bit of the top. End deal.
Now, you just had that lit. Is it cool by now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you're saying that's 1400 degrees and now.
Yeah. And you know, it's, and you know, the nice thing about it is it'll sit on anything, run a course, and not burn anything.
Yeah.
And you know, you can after a certain amount of time it just goes off. So yeah, it's a product we've been working on for about a year.
Hmm.
It's been very, very difficult. When we first started out, we thought it would be pretty simple. But like everything in life,
there's always some hidden complication.
It's not. And we stayed with it. And I think our product, we have our second generation will be coming out within, I don't know, a year, less, 6 months. And that'll have a few more tricks to it.
All right.
So, every day we're looking at things to make it better.
All right. So is Ember like emberlight.com?
Yeah, EMBUR.
Oh, okay.
And backwards it's called Rub Me.
Rub Me backwards. Emberlight.com.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Richard, have a good show.
And thank you very much.
Thanks for stopping by. Check it out, emberlight.com, and get this new really cool lighter.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take it easy. It's Radical Russ with your coverage of the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup.